on December 4, 2001, and again on January 5, 2002, President Bush told us he had watched the first World Trade Center aerial impact, the opening salvo of 9/11, on TV before he entered that Florida classroom that morning, which he did at 9 a.m., which was prior to the live televised second aerial impact. Following a hunch about how Bush's 9/11 witness statements could possibly be true, 911blimp.net filed a Freedom of Information Act request of the Defense Information Systems Agency in the Pentagon, asking for records of the visual information to which Bush had referred, which we deduced could only have come from DISA. DISA's reply confirms the validity of Bush's inadvertent confession that he was in the loop via video on the opening salvo of the supposedly surprise attack. When asked why the requested documents to which DISA had referred were not provided, a U.S. Army general wrote, in effect, that the military could not provide the documents because they had been stolen by the Bush White House. And the only thing more revealing than the content of Bush's 9/11 treason confession statements is the fact that Bush's supposed political rivals, the Democrats, never could be made to notice, much less question, much less investigate them or their cover-up.
No, impeachment is off the table.
And that's a pledge.
Well, it's a pledge. It's a pledge. Of course it is.
Bush's statements were also ignored by Bush's 9/11 commission, and the media, and academia, and by the fake, phony, self-proclaimed 9/11 truth movement. Click on the thumbnail of Bush for more info, including the FOIA responses.